This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The first Women's March of the Biden administration took place Saturday, part of nationwide protests that drew thousands to Washington and other cities to demand continued access to abortion in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. Thousands of women filled a square near the White House for a rally before the march. Rachel O'Leary Carmona, the executive director of the Women's March, said they decided to act because the change of administration in Washington has not stopped the assault on a woman's right to make abortion choices for herself.
We took the streets today for the first time in the Biden era because a real change in the Oval Office has not stopped the politicized, the perverse, the patriarchal desire to regulate our bodies.
The Supreme Court justices returned to the courtroom in Washington Monday after 18 months away due to the coronavirus pandemic, with conservatives holding a 6-3 majority. It's the first full term with the court in its current alignment. President Joe Biden is acknowledging frustrations as Democrats strain to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and to salvage a related public works bill, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Everybody's frustrated. It's part of being in government.
As the president left the White House for a weekend stay in Delaware, he pledged to do everything he could to get the two pillars of his domestic agenda passed into law.
Biden's going to work like hell to make sure we get both these passed. I think we will get them passed. I'd be on the phone with them a lot and maybe meeting with some.
Biden refrained from laying out a new deadline and said he planned to do some travel to promote the legislation. The president went to Capitol Hill Friday for a private meeting with House Democrats. Those in attendance say he discussed cutting the price tag on his spending plan to around $2 trillion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said Saturday he thinks enormous progress can be made at the upcoming U.N. climate talks in Scotland, but more governments must come up with concrete commitments in the next 30 days. Kerry was attending a preparatory meeting in Milan where delegates from around the world sought to identify where progress can be made before the U.N. climate change conference starts in Glasgow October 31st. The Vice President of the European Commission, Frans Timmermans, said the world needs to change radically and fast.
Any form of government has a prime responsibility to address that threat and cannot afford to create a sense of false security.
The 12-day Glasgow summit aims to secure more ambitious commitments to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, with a goal of keeping it to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. New Zealand reported 27 new cases of the highly infectious Delta coronavirus variant in Auckland on Saturday, as protesters took to the streets to rally against an almost two-month lockdown in the country's biggest city. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Around 1,000 people rallied in the city demanding freedom from lockdown, according to local media. The protest was organized by Destiny Church, a Pentecostal fundamentalist Christian movement. Brian Tamiki is the group's leader.
Our jobs, our livelihoods, our businesses, but also the mental health of people is becoming quite evident now that it's really a breaking point.
New Zealand was among a handful of countries to bring COVID-19 cases down to zero last year and largely stayed virus-free until the latest outbreak in August. But difficulties in quashing the Delta variant have put Ardern's elimination strategy in question.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Georgians voted in municipal elections Saturday that could determine the outcome of a political crisis, one day after the arrest of a former president who flew in from exile to call for support for the opposition. Official results would not be available until early Sunday, and three exit polls predicted differing results, making it unclear whether the ruling party would emerge with enough support to fend off demands that it dissolve parliament. An exit poll by the pro-government Imedi channel predicted Georgian Dream would win 47.6% of the vote, with the UNM gaining just 27.1%. A separate exit poll by an opposition channel had the ruling party ahead only narrowly. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.